Lord, be in our hearts and our minds, and grow our understanding that we might become more like you. Amen. Please do be seated. Well, I don't know about your household, but Christmas Day is a wonderful day for food, isn't it? Some of us will have been cooking for days. I can't actually see everybody with that, so I'm going to just move that slightly out of the way. There we go. Is that better? There we go. I moved it for the little one at the front. There we go. Let me start again. Some of us will have been cooking for days. Some of us will be very grateful that someone else has. Thank you, Adrian. And some of us are already thinking about what we're going to eat next. At Christmas, recipes matter. Families guard them carefully. They get written on cards, passed down through generations and bought out year after year. For me at Christmas, it's my nanny's jelly trifle. I think I'm the only one that eats it, apart from perhaps great-grandma, but I love it. So today, I want us to think about Christmas, not just as a celebration, but as a recipe. A recipe that God gives us, not just for today, but for life. If you were designing Christmas, you might expect God to choose the best ingredients. Power, perfection, palaces, important people. But God's recipe looks very different. God chooses a baby born to ordinary parents, laid in a feeding trough, visited by shepherds, not celebrities. It's not flashy, it's not impressive, but it is full of love. The sign God gives the world isn't a throne or a crown. It's a baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger. Ordinary ingredients with extraordinary love. Like many good recipes, it doesn't look much, perhaps, at first, until everything comes together. And I don't know about you, I watched this last week, A Merry, Berry Christmas. Has anybody seen that, the programme? A few nods over there, perfect. It was not only inspirational, her recipes and her conversation, but there was one particular thing that moved me. She read a poem it was part of the programme. She read a poem that she read at St Paul's Cathedral. Now, it's called Recipe for Christmas All Year Long. It's written by Joanna Fuchs. It's a simple poem that holds something very wise, and I thought I'd read it to you. Recipe for Christmas All Year Long. Take a heap of childlike wonder that opens up our eyes to the unexpected gifts in life. Each day a sweet surprise. Mix in fond appreciation for the people whom we know, like festive Christmas candles, each one has a special glow. Add some giggles and some laughter, a dash of Christmas food. Amazing how a piece of pie improves our attitude. Stir it all with human kindness, wrap it up in love and peace. Decorate with optimism, and our joy will never cease. If you use this healthy recipe, we know we will remember to be in the Christmas spirit, even when it's not December. Now, this poem could almost be a commentary on the Christmas story itself. If you take each ingredient, childlike wonder, the kind shown by people who were simply going about their ordinary work and suddenly found themselves caught up in amazement. Appreciation for people, Mary and Joseph, visitors from near and far, and those who discovered that God notices ordinary lives. Laughter and food, because joy is never treated as unimportant at Christmas. And finally, kindness, love, peace, and optimism. The very life that baby Jesus would grow up to live and teach. The message of Christmas doesn't arrive when life is calm and tidy. It arrives in the middle of the night, in the middle of ordinary work, in the middle of real life. Christmas is not about escaping real life. It's about discovering how God meets us in it. The Christmas spirit is not about being perfect. It is come as you are and let love grow. Now, I thought we would demonstrate this morning. This could go horribly wrong, but it's not going to. I need some volunteers this morning. So I need probably two adults accompanied by some children. I've got one, two, three. I've got, four hats. Hi, Bella. Is Daddy going to help too? Would you like to put one of these hats on? I need some more volunteers. Arthur's going to come too? Okay. Oh, you need to put one of these on. Here we go. Let's get ready. There we go. Here we go. Let's put one on Daddy as well. I think you're probably a bit little. How about some more volunteers? Hands up if you'd like to volunteer. Yeah, come on. Come on down. Brilliant. We've got two more volunteers. Brilliant.
How are we baking?
We're going to do some baking. Bella, do you want a hat on? No, okay. Come on then. Oh, okay. You're bringing your brother too. Does he want to come or not? He does. Okay. Right, I reckon that might just about fit you. There we go. Okay. There we go. Let's see. Let's pop that on you. There we go. Do you want to come up as well? Do you want a little hat and come too? Yeah? I think Mummy has to put a hat on anyway. What do you reckon? I'm not sure it'll fit actually with those. What do you reckon? You're going to be creative. There we go. There's one if you'd like one as well. Right. So, I think you two are probably quite responsible. We have a bowl and we have a big spoon. That's the biggest spoon I've got in my house. Okay, right. You two might need to help the little ones. Okay, you hold the spoon for me. Brilliant. Okay, so the first thing we need... the first thing we need is to add some childlike wonder. So can you put... you can put that one in for me. That'd be lovely. A few Smarties to mix them together. That's brilliant. This is the ability to be amazed again. Perfect. Well done. To be amazed again, to notice when something holy is happening in an ordinary place. Now, next, we need to mix in some appreciation for others. So, Bella, can you put in some appreciation from others? This needs to go in there. Can you pull that in for me? You can do one in a minute, darling. There we go. Right, that's there. Can you give that a little stir for me?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Right. That's to keep it in the bowl, though. Perfect. Hold on a second. Where am I? Okay. Because we need appreciation for others. Because everyone matters and everyone shines with a light of their own. Then we need some giggles and laughter. Right, Arthur, it's your turn. I think we need some giggles and some laughter. Can you pop that in there for me? Brilliant. Got to have marshmallows. That's pretty cool. Wonderful. Right. I think we need to hold on. We need to win one of the big boys to give it a stir this time. Brilliant. Amazing. Is it coming together? It's not so good at the moment. Okay, Brit. Do you want to hold it? Does it smell good? It smells good. Perfect. I'm going to let you hold that actually a second. There we go. Okay, so we need some giggles and laughter because joy doesn't need an excuse. And Christmas was never meant to be solemn. It's a time of joy. Jesus coming into the world to bring new life, to bring hope, and to bring peace. Right, next we need. Who would like to do the next one? Oh, well, let one of us have a go. You can have a stir in a minute. Do you want to put that in for me?
Can you do it, darling?
Some crunchies. That's the kindness. Can you pop those in there for me? Yay, good job. Can you give that a stir together? That's brilliant. Okay, that's our kindness in there. The sort that costs very little, but changes everything. And finally, we need to wrap it all up with love and peace. So who hasn't had a go at putting something in? Charlie. Charlie, could you have a go? What do you reckon with Daddy's help? What do you reckon? I think they need to go in there. Amazing. Well done. Good job. So some love and kindness. I've lost my place. Here we go. The gifts God placed into the world, not to be admired from a distance, but to be lived. Now, give it all a good stir. Amazing. Have you given it a good stir? Mummy's given it a stir. Have you given it a stir, Arthur, for me? Good job. Bella, give it a good stir. Amazing. Wonderful. There we go, boys. Give it a good stir for me. And I'm just going to get something. Now, in all good Blue Peter style, we need to bring something out that we prepared earlier, that Adrian prepared earlier, I've got to say. Shall we see what's in here?
Mommy.
Now, those are all the ingredients for Rocky Roads, and we have made some special Christmas Rocky Roads that we're going to give out to people later. Would you help do that? Now, doesn't that smell yummy? Can you smell it? Does it smell yummy?
Sounds amazing.
Does it smell yummy? What do you think, boys? Smell yummy?
That's awesome.
Brilliant. Right, I wonder, where's the safe place can that go? Dan, I'm going to give that to you. Brilliant. Wonderful. Can we give them a round of applause? Amazing. Thank you, guys. You can go and sit yourselves back down. Wonderful. Thank you for helping. Great job. Happy Christmas to you guys. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you for your help. That's great. Go sit yourselves back down. Okay. Now, this is what Christmas looks like when it's lived, not just celebrated. You want to sit here a sec? That's fine. Now, that poem reminds us, and that the baby in the manger shows us, that Christmas is not fragile. It doesn't disappear when the decorations come down. It doesn't expire when December ends. Christmas lives whenever someone chooses kindness, when someone notices another person, when someone believes hope is still possible. We are not forgotten. We are not overlooked this morning. Christmas tells us that God comes looking for each one of us and calls each of us precious. So to the children here today, you don't have to wait until you're older to live this way. To the adults, you don't have to have everything sorted out. And to us all, God has already given us the best recipe for life. So this Christmas day, may we enjoy the food, the laughter and the gifts. And more than that, may we take this recipe with us. May heaven continue to touch earth in our words and in our deeds. And may we live the Christmas spirit, not just today, but all year round. I'd like to finish with a prayer, if I may. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for the gift of Christmas, for meeting us in the ordinary places, and for showing us love through the Christ child. As we leave this place, help us to carry your recipe with us, to choose kindness, to notice one another, excuse me, to live with wonder, joy, and peace. And may heaven continue to touch earth in the way we speak, in the way we act, and in the love we share, today and all year long. Amen. Amen.